Strained my voice this week, but by the grace of God, it's still with us, so thanks be to God for that. Something I did not realize until recently was that John the Baptist actually ministered for less than 2 years. We tend to think that perhaps he had ministered for a longer period of time. And yet, John received the reward that almost all prophets receive for his efforts. In one way or another, he had his head cut off. And yet, his word has echoed through the eons of time since then. For 2,000 years, the compelling message to prepare our hearts because the kingdom of God is at hand. What could this possibly mean since over 2,000 years almost have passed? Where is this kingdom of God that is at hand? John is describing a world that is one step away from us, and it's a mirror image of this world. So much of the next world is an opposite of this one, and thanks be to God for that. There are many things we want to change, and a few we don't. And the Lord tries to get us ready, and Advent is supposed to be a time to prepare for that moment. I heard a retreat once a long time ago in which the retreat master was in college then. He said, you know, this entire material world around us, as real as it is held in place by one very weak link. It's your heartbeat. It keeps the whole world around us in place. It's a kind of an interesting thing to think about. John tries to describe this, and so does Isaiah. Isaiah gives us this bunch of metaphors. He says, this is what the Lord's world is like. This is what it's going to be like. The wolf will not eat the lamb. He's going to eat with the lamb. The child is going to play with a lion. And it gets even better. The baby will play outside the adder's lair. What mother would leave their child in front of a snake pit? Huh? So you get the impression that maybe the next world is perhaps vegetarian or something like that. I'm not looking forward to that part. It's a metaphor. It's meat without killing is what it amounts to. You know what I mean? The Lord is going to change everything. And who's ready for this? The real secret of life is that Almighty God, having created you as a child of God, is not going to uncreate you at the end of your earthly existence. Instead, He is offering, as I used to say in the airline industry when I sold airline tickets, I would finish by saying, which do you prefer? That was our famous call close that we had. And I hear God saying to us, which do you prefer? Are you going to choose life or death? The choice is up to you. That's what we're doing on earth. Life is not about collecting a lot of loot. It's about what we give and what we receive from God. And John the Baptist, he drew people from all over the countryside. They had to walk a long ways. And when they got there, they heard tough words. We had a plum tree or something out here that we took down with the landscaping. And when we took it off, it was rotten on the inside. Thanks be to God we took it out. Didn't know. John said, even now, God has already put the axes at the foot of the trees that do not bear fruit. So that's a chilling thought. He says, I'm going to take the wheat in my barn and burn the chaff. That's what he tries to do in our lives. Burn the chaff out. That's the stuff we like the best, is the chaff. That's what's the problem. Heaven and the next world is a mirror image. And John, you can see why he got killed. People don't want to hear this. But Advent is an opportunity to make a difference in our lives. And I really feel called that we are called to take back the spirit of Advent as Catholics. We've been evangelized by the world. Instead, we need to start evangelizing the world within us and then the one outside. I read a story this week that I can't get out of my head, which is almost always an indication that I meant to share it with you. It is a metaphor. There once was a little girl, and she got up on Christmas morning, and she was so thrilled about Christmas that she wished that every day would be Christmas Day. Haven't you always thought that when you were a child? If only we could do this every day. Well, she had a fairy godmother or some other such literary device that granted her a wish. And she got what she wanted. And when December 26th came, there were the presents again, and there was the stockings were stuffed, and she was waited on hand and foot like a little princess, and she wore her pajamas and drank her cocoa, and everything was great. She thought, this is wonderful. But after a while, she began to grow a bit weary of this. And she got to the point where it was as if the stockings were stuffed with coal. All she wanted was for it to end. And finally, she became nauseated with it. And she learned her lesson, and she asked that it be taken away because Christmas had lost its specialness when every day was Christmas. And in hearing that story, it occurs to me that our world around us, I'm not saying all of us, but we celebrate for the wrong reasons almost every day prior to Christmas as if it were Christmas Day. And so many of us were so busy, as some of us at certain times of our lives, that we just can't wait for December 26th to get all that stuff out of the living room and go back to our normal lives. Haven't you felt that way? And I don't mean to be a Scrooge. I have a tree at the house right now myself, and the house is decorated, and all this stuff. But what happened to Advent? We can't have a feast if we don't have a fast. It's like Mardi Gras at Thanksgiving in New Orleans. They all whoop it up, and the next day they go back to their lives. What's the point if you're not taking something away? It's not for nothing that we wear violet. It's usually a little darker color than Lent, and there's more joy. But there's a certain similarity between these days. I wish I'd said this last week. I had the experience of overusing my voice this week, which I try not to do. The Lord took it away. It's coming back. And he said, now, I want you to think about what you're going to offer me for these next 16 days before Christmas. I said, what do you mean, Lord? I'm doing this for you and that for you. I want you to experience my poverty just a bit. He said to me, isn't it ironic? Here I am, the Lord God. By definition, as God, I had everything. And as a sign to this world, I chose to be born in poverty. I'm not asking you to be born in poverty, but it was a sign to the world. Tell them they can't get in with all this stuff. They must be emptied somehow to receive the gifts I want to give them at Christmas. Christ, it's ironic, I think, that we are surrounded by so much materialism, and the heart of the whole thing is God who came and was born in a stable, but that's the way it is. It's the human condition. Because, you see, the Lord is a sign to this world that it's on the wrong path. We can't buy our way to happiness. We all know this. But where have I allowed God to empty me? I would offer for your consideration a couple of possibilities. I know we're all very busy, and I don't mean to imply that Advent is the same as Lent, but perhaps we could take something from our lives away that we will put back on Christmas Day. It's only about 15 days. Is there a form of electronic media that you can fast from for 15 days? God forbid that I don't use my iPod for 15 days. Somebody ducked when I said that last night. I saw it, though. Is it possible we could leave the TV off for 15 days? Is that radical? Is it possible God might want to change your life forever? Is there some food that I could voluntarily... Imagine giving up sweets for the next 15 days and you can pig out on Christmas Eve. Isn't that wonderful? But if we don't do anything, what's Christmas? Nothing. Advent is supposed to be a time of waiting, of longing, of a recognition of the poverty we have inside of us. Our world, the reason there's so much buying and selling at this time of year is because we're all so darn needy. We're looking for something to fill that hole, you know, and only God can fill it. But first we have to be aware that it's there. we're so used to in this world, we want it right now. You get on the internet, you got it, put a credit card, it's yours. But for the Lord in his church is very countercultural. It's ironic, isn't it, that on the 26th, right when Christmas is beginning here inside the church, the world is moving on. And within a week, Valentine cards are in the stores. Meanwhile, Christmas has just begun inside the church. I'm not recommending that you pull all the decorations out. The question is, can we recover Advent? Does God ask, he may be asking some of you, as he asked me, what are you going to offer me this Advent? Because I want to give you so much. And if we pray about this, if it is the Lord who is speaking to your heart, and you might find yourself identifying just a little bit with that rather spoiled little girl in that story, if we follow what the Lord wants for us in these next 15 days, it might change your life, and it might even be a cure for nausea.